Well, good morning, everybody. It's May 29th, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning, this is Bev.
Good morning, Bev.
Hello.
Welcome to Mondays with Bev and Paul.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
And welcome to all of you here on this Memorial Day of 2023, wherever you are relaxing or going to memorial services. We are going to continue to talk about BioTouch and how getting sick is easy. Getting better should be too. Should be easy too, don't you think?
I do think so. Yes.
So let's talk a
Easier said
little.
than done, though.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about sickness, you know? I mean, why is it so easy to get sick? You know, well, we're stuck in a body.
We're stuck in a body, but also, I, for a very long time, we've all bought in together the concept that once you're in that body, it breaks down, it gets sick, and then what? You die. And so, boy, talk about losing hope many times in that process.
So
So
that's.
you have to, we have to start changing a little bit, you know, how we not just look at ourselves, but how we look at ourselves in relation to the group we belong to. It's not just about us individually healing, it's about all of us healing.
Right? And so that those stressors in our life, which you know, attack the body, the busyness, the conflicts of having to make a living and pay to feed this body, you know, and for many, it's actually in our DNA now. You know, we've had so many generations of obesity and immune system deficiency because, as you were saying, we've sort of always looked at this body as something over there, something separate in a sense,
Right,
something
absolutely.
separate, right? You
Yes,
know, there's my
it
body over there, and then
is.
here's me over here,
But where am I?
right, you know, and how do I work with this wonderful machine that
Yeah.
I've been put into? And whatever your philosophy of, you know, how did we get here? What are we supposed to do while we're here? What are we going to do when we're gone? You know, is there consciousness, you know, survival of consciousness? Yeah, who knows, you know? What we're
Right.
talking about here is the presentation of BioTouch. We're in
Yes.
a body.
Yes.
I can feel it. I can hurt it. You know, I can bang into a wall and, you
Right.
know, it's that thing I
It
always said
hurts.
to, right? You know, it's like, you know, might have this concept, oh, it's not real, you know, but you know,
Molecules are just,
right. But you know, if I walk, keep walking, I'm gonna hit that wall and get a bloody nose. There's just no way around that, you know? So,
Yep.
I think what's important about getting sick is easy is waking up to that is really. Like we were talking about the fun, you went to Wyatt Earp days and partied hardy.
It
Right, it was fun. And
was
then you woke up Monday morning, all right, that was enough. That was fun. Now let's get back to work.
Let's get back to my what I do, my
Yeah.
daily living. Yeah.
Right. And so that fun, I'm not sure people are even aware what that fun is doing to their body. Or
Right.
that it's actually fun, which is actually creating more stressors in our life. But you had the opportunity to wake up to, okay, I'm not a bad person. You know, this is not about being bad or good, you know.
Oh, right.
Who knows? You never did tell me how many margaritas or beers you had, so.
Well, I didn't have any of those.
But I think that's important for us. It's and that's what BioTouch is trying to help us to do is wake up to this body. You know, how did I even get sick?
Well, oh my goodness. And you know, we were talking earlier, there's a real subtle difference between, we've been saying for a very long time, BioTouch it gives all of us an opportunity to claim our birthright, which is health and happiness. So when you, I just had fun. I've never said I just had fun and it made me happy, because I know that fun can be a distractor, and I think that's where you were like heading with maybe. Fun is fine and it's in the moment, but like the next day, then our job in each of our lives individually and what we give to the world, we have a responsibility to be happy. That's our innate gift. We didn't come back to be sick. We came back to be healthy and live in a healing presence for each other. And of course, you and I begin to talk about when you can do that, then you can step into, you are living in a state of affluency and of service. This is the goal. And so the sickness and the illness and the, you know, out of the wholeness, it gets in our way. We can't do those things when we're occupied with this, I'm sick and I'm thing. It's not that you deny it. You have to embrace it. You have to acknowledge it, right, before you can heal it.
And I think that's
And that's where BioTouch can come in, because BioTouch starts at the body, at the level where it needs to be. That's where healing in this body needs to happen.
And I think that's what we've always said. The minute you do that greeting, you know, you help that recipient have a relationship between themselves and their body. That's the self-awareness we talk about. Self-awareness has been around for this foundation for 30-something years. Yep. It's all about self-awareness, and it's not about, I remember the trucker, he was the head of the Teamsters Union, who became an instructor, and he had to get up and talk about self-awareness, and his statement was, I have absolutely no idea what the hell they're talking about.
I love it.
Yep. And that's exactly it. It's not something out there separate from us. It's an awareness of ourself in relationship to our surroundings.
Yeah.
Bring us into the present about how do I feel? What am I feeling? What's the space around me? You know, what's my relationships? What are some of the possibilities of happening in my life? You know, all of a sudden I wake up to what I'm eating. I wake up to what I am upset about, you know, and that's the beginning of healing.
Yeah, I truly believe that. And as I was mentioning earlier to you this morning, in these times, in things shifting and changing and more self-awareness, more consciousness coming into more people, we're going to have to redefine many things that we have accepted as our paradigms for the last, 2100 years. And this is good. This is part of evolution. But one of those things, because it's so foundational, we've got to figure out, well, first of all, what is a state of health look like?
Right.
And what is the journey of healing all about? I think we're going to find out it's going to be different than what we have accepted. We have to. Healing is so much more than the body eventually being in a state of healthiness. That's a natural state. That's where we want to be. But from there, all that other self-awareness, who we are in relation, not just to our personal environment, but to the planetary environment. What are we here to give? Our affluency, our contribution. Healing is much more than all that, but it has to begin at the very root of where it's out of balance, right?
Right.
The body, yeah.
And I think that's why I always enjoyed that research project. Again, we're going to show it from Kenna Stevenson, you know, that shows all these stressors in our life. Some of them we can choose to participate in, some of them are beyond our choice, the genes that have passed on, a lot of the social anxieties. Every time you turn on a TV set or don't turn on the TV set, or you know, you walk down the street, or you know, there's just stressors, and it creates this, Ken has said, activation of accelerated aging pathways, chronic stress, which then has cortisol dysregulation and immune dysregulation, and that just creates dementia, cardiovascular disease, infection, benign and malignant tumors, mood disorders, obesity, all those things that if we aren't aware of those stressors, are easy. The body just starts shutting down.
The path of least resistance.
Yeah, and we don't, not even aware of the stressors. Well, right, she shows if you put BioTouch into that stress cycle, that chronic stress cycle, you improve the circadian pattern of cortisol release. That means your stress hormone levels are sort of relaxing now. And you improve your immune system function with increase in interleukin-12, and that helps fight infections and cancer and promote healthy aging. And that is simple.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Easy.
What was it we say? Healing is easy if you use BioTouch.
It certainly is.
So we can't stress it enough that by taking those two fingers and touching another human being, and Horace talks about it in his song that we'll play again at the end. He says, when I am touching you and you are touching me, it's a simple thing to do. It's a natural way to be. You talked about natural. It's natural for us to help one another, to share that affluency as you talked about.
Well, and that's why BioTouch is so powerful, isn't it? I mean, seriously, here is a way that every single one of us can claim, can use, can practice, can learn it, whatever you want to do with it. We're offering it all the time. It's already here for all of us. What an amazing gift that makes it easy for us to change those patterns, to change and eventually change all kinds of subtle things within us. Not just the body gets better, but all those other things start to happen. This is an incredible opportunity for humanity, and our job is just keep giving it out there. Keep
giving it away. Giving it away. Announce. Stand on the hill. You know, what is it? Stand on a hill and let your light so shine. Well, this is a light for all of us that can shine on all humanity. And
yep.
And you were talking about changes that happen spontaneously. I don't know how many times I've worked with people and watched them. I remember this one lady said, you know, my husband's been getting BioTouch, and all of a sudden I notice we're out of bananas every week. And she said, I couldn't figure out why. And all of a sudden she realized her husband was eating bananas all the time, and he hated bananas. But he was getting BioTouch, but his body wanted bananas. And
right.
I don't know how many times I've seen people who were pure vegetarians, only could eat living foods if it wasn't alfalfa sprouts or things they just picked, and their body was shutting down. And all they needed was a little BioTouch, and next thing they're out getting a Big Mac and feeling good. So there's no rules on individuals on what health and healing means to them.
You know what I think it is? I think if we, and this is not a new thought, but I think this is one of the foundations of beginning a process. We've really been distracted on many levels, to the point where we have forgotten to listen to ourselves and our bodies. And that is exactly what BioTouch does in that moment. Everything just kind of goes low and slow, right? What Justin was talking about, low and slow, brings everything down to a point where, guess what, can be aware of your body in that moment, listen to it, because your body with biotouch is really trying to change things at the cellular level, you get to participate.
Right.
It's not somebody out here, you know, telling you what to do or giving you something or if this doesn't work, no, this is you in the moment, and the beauty is another human being with you. And you have an opportunity to go into that, just breathe into that moment and listen and be connected to your body. I think that's one of the first priorities of beginning to truly heal.
Yes.
You have to participate. That's what BioTouch lets us do.
And so our goal is to teach it. We're going to teach you a set of points now, real simple. It's going to show for a minute on how to work with allergy, infections, and poisons in the body. Check this out.
The infection, allergy, and poison sets are three separate sets of points. They all share the same hold point, which is the same as greeting point one, located in the fleshy area just below the base of the breastbone. As with all sets of points, these may be touched repeatedly. Infections of any kind, anywhere in the body, may be addressed by holding X and with the other hand touching point one, which is at the base of the large muscle on the right side of the neck and slightly above and behind metabolism point one. Allergies or allergic reactions may be addressed by holding X and with the other hand touching point two, which is on the right side of the neck, directly behind metabolism point three on the top of the large muscle. To address poisoning within the body, hold X and with the other hand alternately touch point one and point two.
Simple. Getting six easy, getting better should be too.
It can be.
You just got to learn how to do BioTouch. You go to our website, download the greeting if that's all you do. I just was teaching a lady that came in. She's stressed out. She's got all these situations and her husband he can't move. He's got really bad Parkinson's. They're actually considering how to do euthanasia, go to some country that he can just let himself die. And I was able to teach her how to do the greeting for him and just A&A of the headset.
Right.
And I said, I will guarantee you something will happen between the two of you and in each one of you. And I said, and you can have him touch you. Well, he can't hold his hand. I said, then you take his hands in yours and just hold those two fingers open and you place them where he needs to. And something profound is going to happen for you. I hope she does it. I told her it's not even going to take you a minute to do that.
Right.
And so that's the power we have here, folks, and that's the power you have. It's in your fingertips. It's as simple as touch.
Already, got it.
You got it. You don't have to go get it. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to put yourself in a certain state of mind. It's simple. Simple to learn, easy to use with profound results. Another way you can learn is we have a class coming up right here in Tucson. If you live in Tucson or you want to come to town, from our instructor Eileen, she's going to do a 2-day training in person. If you need CE credits, you can get 10 CE credits for that class. It's going to be June 17th and 18th. And we have a really wonderful workshop coming up next month. Addressing labor and delivery using BioTouch healing. And that's not delivery of your sandwich. hopefully it's delivery of that baby that she's holding there or whatever. And we have our dear Kai. This lady, Angelina, was Kai's doula. And I think is working with Kai and her next baby that should be popping out any day now.
Any moment.
It could be happening at this very moment, Kai. So that's going to be an awesome workshop because Angelina actually learned BioTouch herself. So we'll get a chance to hear about labor, delivery, and how to possibly use BioTouch with that. So we have many ways to learn. You go to our website, there's dozens and dozens of health conditions with workshops there, workbooks. It just goes on and on. There's testimonials if you need proof that it works. Let us know how it works for you. And we're here every Monday, even if we've been drinking all weekend.
Yeah.
We'll see you all next week. We're going to share with you Horace's song again because it's just a lovely song. Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is biotouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do, and the natural way to be.